This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. As the cold winds of winter move into the Salinas Valley, many migrant farm workers move out to find work in warmer areas where the growing season continues. The move is disruptive for the education of the workers' children, but that's where the Monterey County Office of Education's migrant program can help. Reporter Leslie Griffey joined the outreach workers on the road at the end of the harvest season.
A crew of four education workers pile into a van in pre-dawn darkness. Their mission? To find migrant families among the dwindling number of farm workers in King City Fields.
Since much of the agricultural work in the county spans from Easter to Halloween,
the group doesn't have much time to find migrants before workers leave to follow the harvest. Just before workers start picking red bell peppers, Alejandra Valadez interviews them. She's an outreach worker with the Monterey County Office of Education's Migrant Education Program. She wants to find out if anyone in the fields, or their kids, qualify for government-supported programs, including tutoring, mentoring, and even help with doctor's bills, in Monterey County, or wherever their work takes them in the United States.
We had already enrolled him, but he does travel to Mexico. He goes every winter, and he comes back during the spring.
According to U.S. Department of Education numbers, Monterey County has identified more migrant children and young adults than any other place in the country. That's in part because of the sheer number of workers needed in the region, and because of Valadez's hustle. Finding families and workers isn't easy. The hours are long, and even though the group clears their visits with growers, the message doesn't always make it to the field. Standing outside of their van, the crew often scans for supervisors who sometimes run them off.
There's supervisors everywhere, like roaming around the field. There's one on the other side of the crew, one that just passed, and one that passed before them.
For the team, though, this isn't just a job. It's a mission to help families like their own. All four lived as migrants growing up. Valadez was lucky, moving only between Spreckles and a community in Mexico. Others moved to Newtown after Newtown. University of San Francisco law professor Maria Ontiveros says that life is hard on children.
It is not uncommon for a child of a migrant family to go to two or three different schools in a school year. And it makes it incredibly difficult for the child to graduate on time or even to graduate with a high school diploma.
That's where the education services come in. Using the Migrant Education Program, Miguel Contreras earned his GED. Now he works with the office's outreach team.
Well, I remember we used to just come here six months here and 6 months in Mexico. Well, it was hard because you have to make new friends. You have to have with different teachers. I like to help other families that went to the same situation I went to. That's why I like this job.
After visiting a second field, the team is excited. They found several people who qualify for support at a single job site. They gather around to count up the number of migrants they signed up.
One, two, and one Miguel. Two Melina, and two Alejandras. So we've got six total.
It's a victory for the kids they signed up and the kids they once were. For KAZU News, I'm Leslie Griffey in King City.